My name's Philip Pumpkin, and I sell all sorts of Halloween memorabilia in my shop, Pumpkins Pumpkins and Halloween Accessories Shop. Or I used to, before Halloween was outlawed in the town. Seven years ago, people started to panic when a door-to-door security salesman tried to spook them, making comments about staying safe on Halloween, since he said it was the night when the plane between the living and the dead was at its weakest. Which I thought was pretty widely known, but I guess it wasn't in the town. Because for the next town meeting, I was asked to give a talk on Halloween. And this was a big deal to me, because I love Halloween, I love it. I love it so much that I legally changed my parents' name to Pumpkin. I wasn't old enough to change my own name, but turns out there's nothing stopping you from changing your parents' name. I just forged my own signature, went to the town hall, and after having to go back because I realized that I'd forged my own signature and I needed theirs, after a couple of wrong errors here and there, I changed my parents' name. It was really easy. A couple of forgeries and hey-ho, presto, you're done. You're Pumpkin. You're Philip Pumpkin. That was a problem for a while. I was Philip Pumpkin rather than Pumpkin. So I had to go back and, yeah, it was a whole thing. And my parents didn't really mind. Turns out they had checked out for a long time of both looking after me and looking after each other, you know? I think they saw this as a fresh start. They didn't love each other anymore. They spent most nights fighting or crying or ignoring or just sad things. I honestly think my dad thought it was my mum's maiden name. And he thought that whenever you get divorced, she had originally taken his name, so he had to now take her maiden name. And, you know, I probably should have tried to talk to him about that, but he seemed happier. He said he was still connected to it some way, even though they both hated each other. It was, honestly, I think he just was wrong about it and didn't want to admit that he didn't know what a maiden name was. Well, I mean, for me, this town hall meeting was the perfect opportunity to, you know, rekindle some Halloween love in the town, some Halloween spirit. I'd been really lacking in the town in recent years. And honestly, it wasn't just a ploy to get people into my shop, Pumpkins, Pumpkins, and Halloween's Accessories Shop. No, this was about the kids. They deserved Halloween. They deserved a holiday of fun and revelry, of sugar and throwing eggs at oncoming traffic, of running from the law. The holiday of first kisses under the moonlight, under your werewolf mask, and then getting worried if that means that forever you'll be a werewolf kisser. Of being chased by the school bullies, but tricking them into entering a haunted house and having them eaten by ghouls. The holiday of returning to town 20 years later for your best friend's funeral after he mysteriously died in a boating accident in the lake with piranhas, and then being set upon by the ghosts of the bullies you had previously lured to the death. Because your best friend had moved into the house where the haunted house had originally been, and the ghosts of the bullies were still there, but the ghouls were pretty chill now, so.
You feel how Philip's pumpkin and accessories.
Philip,
how's it going, Dave?
I'm gonna kill you for the pumpkin.
It was only the bullies that were after you, even though you weren't the one that killed them. It was their own actions, and then also ghouls. I just wanted the kids to have fun again. Back in the day, the whole town loved Halloween. There was a parade. There was a disco at the school hall. Backfast was half off to anyone in a nun costume because they thought they must have made it themselves. Apples would be thrown into the lake and the kids would swim about, grabbing them with their mouths. Every year there was a betting pool to see how many ambulances would need it to be called to the lake for the kids. And of course, there were rules set in place, you know. The adults, we couldn't call the ambulances ourselves. That was against the rules and the law, we quickly discovered. And sure, if it looked like none of the ambulances were going to come, or no kids were in danger, we would, you know, we would slowly make conditions a little more perilous for the kids. But we had rules. And if any cheating was found out, you suffered a forfeit. You know, one that we'd usually make up on the spot. One time we made Bill Flitford eat his son's entire bag of Halloween sweets until he vomited it all right back over his son. And, you know, I think this was deserved because the forfeit was because Bill and his son, they had released piranhas into the lake. But once the piranha wasn't biting anyone, well, Bill's son just kind of got in the lake and started biting the kids themselves. I figured that this town hall meeting, well, this was the best chance I had to reinstate, like, some holiday cheer. So I had spent an entire night setting up the school hall into this terrifying haunted house. It was incredible. To be honest, looking back on it now, a haunted house should be, I suppose, something that someone chooses. I didn't really consider what would happen when you put 50 unwitting people into a haunted house. These people didn't choose to be here, and my haunted house had maybe 24 separate jump scares. So, I mean, for the first 20 minutes, the school hall was just a cacophony of terrifying screams and blood-curdled whines trapped in the town hall. And, you know, eventually I realised I should put a stop to this, and I revealed myself to calm everyone down, and then I was going to continue with the presentation of what is and isn't Halloween. Unfortunately, you know, I had sort of forgotten I was dressed up as a sexy Texas Chainsaw Massacre man, and I was promptly knocked out by Liz Butler, who was surprisingly strong at 84 years of age, but she did have access to that brick she keeps in her handbag. I don't know why she kept a brick in her handbag. Maybe it was to knock out sexy Texas Chainsaw Massacre men. I'll never know. When I came to, the room was empty. Empty and charred and burning and ash. Well, it wasn't burning, it was all just ash. Turns out that no one realised they could just leave through the door they had come in. And upon realising that some of the set that I had designed was made of cardboard, the school PE teacher at the time, Mr. Marsden, he thought he could just burn through the entire wall. I guess any time he sees cardboard, he tries to burn it. He's in prison now for completely unrelated. He shot a wolf outside of the school, Our Lady of Despair and Retribution. Outside of the local school, he shot a wolf. And he said it was okay, because it was with a crossbow, so the kids would never have heard it. But I don't think he realised that, you know, he still could have shot a kid. It didn't matter if they could have heard it, but he was like, it's fine, no one could hear it, what was the problem? Well, he got arrested and is in jail now. He saw that cardboard and destroyed my wonderful creation, and the entire hall went up in flames. And it was a foggy night already. And after that, the smoke billowed and rose into the air. And it came crashing down hard. The big ghost decided to use the smoke as cover to enter the town once again. Everyone blamed me, of course, saying that the fire that I started, I didn't start the fire, but they claimed that the fire that I had started was mocking the big ghost. The big ghost hadn't been seen in over a decade. And people claimed that I was mocking it, being like, yo, look at me and my sexy, sexy fire. Ooh, I can produce such sexy smoke. Smoke isn't sexy. I would never say that, and that was a terrible impression of me that people were doing. Smoke isn't sexy, but everyone was doing the impression, so everyone thought that it was a nailed-on impression, and eventually everyone thought that that's how I would say things, and it's just not. Smoke is dangerous. Halloween's fun and all, but you've got to draw a line at somewhere, and I don't. Look, I'm not getting into it now, but since then, Halloween's been outlawed for 7 years now, and whenever you have a shop called Pumpkins Pumpkins and Halloween Accessories Shop, it's hard. I have to move my store every other day or else a mob of terrified parents come and destroy everything. I live out of a tent now. I pack out my tent every evening and head to an undisclosed location in the town to try and sell my Halloween wares during October. People who, for 11 months of the year, I would consider friends. In October, they just turn on me. They debase me and attack me any time they see me. It's as if something happens. The 1st of October comes round, and it just, like a sense memory, just tingles. Like, they've repressed it all this time, and then they're like, October, and what do they associate with October? Trying to find me and destroy everything I work for. And no one's ever harmed me. That's what's weird, if they were trying to, like, get me and kill me and stab me and prod me and find out how my brain ticks, I would get it. But I think they just want to destroy my wares, because I think they think that the spirits of all these creatures exist in my masks and all my wares, and it's, honestly, it's very strange, and I wish I had have just went with my first instinct at that town hall meeting in the school hall and just did a presentation on what is and isn't true about Halloween, because now everyone thinks all over the place, and it's very, they're all wrong, but they've got these wild ideas in their head. Do you know, I have to live out of my van in October. 4 years ago, I went home one October, and they called the police on me. I don't know who, but the police were called on me, citing domestic terrorism. They burned down the school hall, and yet I'm the domestic terrorist. They think I'm in league with the big ghost. They think I'm controlling him or something. And the fact that they keep me out of my house in October, they think that's what stops the big ghost from coming. Like, if I can't access my basement or my phone, it's if I have a direct line to the big ghost. It's insane. I don't have a direct line to the big ghost. If I did, I'd tell him to leave, to go somewhere else. You know? They claimed I was making bombs. My wife and kids now have to spend October each year with their parents, out of their own safety. She's asked me to give Halloween up, and I get where she's coming from, but I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for my kids. For their kids. They're gonna have kids their own soon, and those kids deserve a day filled with demons and ghouls and TP and eggs and the bullies coming back to haunt you that you thought were killed 20 years ago. They deserve a life of fun. They deserve ambulance pools and kids by other kids. I love Halloween. And I love my town. It just doesn't love me. But that's okay. Because not everything is meant to be loved. Some things are only meant to be feared. And if they need me to be the thing that's feared, then maybe I've been the Halloween spirit all along. Huh. I'm bigger than the big ghost. Wow. I guess I'm needed. I'm putting on my sexy Michael Myers masks now. People need something to fear. And I can be that.
Well, I am so happy that we decided to go to the Hobbycraft during the end times, because I'm about to get my fucking money's worth full of crime. I can't wait. Everything I've ever wanted, I'm going to find it, because sometimes the crafting industry, it really takes the piss with how much they're charging for stuff. So I'm going to go fucking crazy. I'm going to get a weaving loom. I'm going to get everything. I'm going to try it all and then be absorbed by a big fucking ghost. I can't wait.
See, I really want to get fabric scissors, but my worry is that I don't have the ID, and the ghost might ID me.
Fuck them. They can't do anything. Okay. It's the end times. You get those fabric scissors. You get it in the colour you want. You get fucking anything you need.
Yeah.
Anything else you need.
I hope they don't have the, like, you know, the cables on them that stop, like, the safety cables?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then I suppose if you have enough weaponry and crafting materials, we'll be able to make something work.
I'm just so full of fucking excitement right now. I can rip them off. Like, I can't wait to get into the fucking craft.
I think I'll feel it more whenever we get in there, but I think it's important for me that we go through the window and not through the door, in principle of the thing.
Oh, I'm going to smash the window. Good. I'm going to bring, I don't even know, I'm going to bring a crochet hook, and I'm going to throw it through the window, it's going to shatter, I'm going to kick the rest of it down.
Bring a cheaper one and replace it with a more expensive one.
No,
Five more expensive ones.
More of the plastic bullshit.
I thought Jesus were going to include me.
Oh, we'll you there. Don't even, like, I can't wait.
I feel like you just forgot I was here.
Well, no, we will.
It's almost nap time.
What do you want to loot from the fucking hobby store?
Maybe one of the urns.
Yarns? Great
no,
start.
No, urinals.
The what?
The urinals.
The urinals.
Yeah.
Oh, like
well,
a staff,
I'm sure they've got a men's toilet.
Yeah, I'm sure they
have a men's toilet.
I might need to take a couple of my friends.
Okay, who are you bringing?
Probably Marty.
Oh.
Now, I don't mean to rush you. I'm happy to drive, even though the big ghost is on. Oh. But if we go back for Marty, the craft store is going to be looted already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, this is
I
the
think,
problem we're going
we
to have. It's probably all everything's going
to
be gone.
Do you know what Marty wants? Because then we could just lift that for him.
Well, he wanted two urinals.
I really don't.
That's why I needed Marty.
Well, I don't think they're going to have.
Yeah, you can share.
We can maybe make
share
a urinal out of papier-mâché and then sort of plaster of Paris and then give that. And
but
be
we
like,
don't.
That
need,
might work.
We don't need to be getting things from Hobbycraft for papier-mâché.
That wouldn't. Marty's piss is septic. That's why he wants two urns.
We can put a gloss on it.
Oh, God, is Marty getting worse?
I thought he was getting better, actually.
I suppose I didn't see it before.
You didn't want to.
Hmm.
Now, kind of something that is on my mind here, and are we going to be judged by the ghost if, you know, we do have to go to the after end times?
Only God
if you
can
catch
judge.
My drift. Oh. Yeah, but do you think the big ghost has been sent by God
I think women,
to judge if we take hobby
women
materials?
Women are allowed to have hobbies. And if
we
the
are,
end times
we
are here,
we are.
We're allowed to have even more mm-hmm. fucking hobbies. Regardless of if we can afford a weaving loom or not, we can start weaving.
It's great the progress women are making. Whenever I was your age, I was not allowed half a hobby.
That's awful. I mean, you can relive it now. We can go and...
I'm sorry, but you just didn't sound like you meant it there.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get in the mood to loot this hobby place, and you're kind of bringing the mood down.
Sorry if my life's depressing.
It is. It's really fucking depressing, and I've heard about it for so many years.
I live with a man with septic piss.
Ladies, let's calm down. I think a lot of this is we're all in bad spirits because of the ghost, okay? Because the ghost is nearby and is making us feel a bit strange and a bit not ourselves, and we're getting wild antics into ourselves.
Why not? Why can't we get wild? I've lived my whole life
no, totally.
Obeying the rules of the hobbycraft, and why can't now I go and get... It's the end times.
Yeah, well, we can rebel against it being the end times, but not against each other. We need to have a sense of community in all of this.
Do we
will try and get as...
Do we, though? Do I need to worry about getting Marty a fucking urinal?
Well, if we're carpooling, then yeah.
You can't piss when you're dead.
No, we don't know that for a fact.
I feel like you don't use a urinal, at least. How are you going to stand up?
I don't know. I remember one year when a great ghost was, it just liquid started pouring from the sky at one point. I felt like that could be ghost piss.
Yes, the weather is changing. you don't think it could be...
No, don't say it.
Couldn't be. I don't want to presume. It's just a myth. It's just a myth. The horizon is definitely looking slightly more hazy than it was 3 minutes ago when I last looked.
Have you cleaned your glasses?
No.
It's probably just...
Give me a moment.
Probably just
your glasses.
Okay.
I can still see the horizon. You can still see it?
I can't see that far.
Oh.
My vision just drops out after about 5 feet.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you know this, Bill. Oh, it's always been the case.
No. You didn't mention that.
That's rude to ask.
I guess it doesn't come up that much, really. Once you're that far away, I'm not talking to you anyway.
Really, 5 feet? So, obviously, like, sort of as your 6-foot husband...
So if I'm lying on the ground,
You can't see my head.
No, I can't see your head. Can't see your head. Yeah, so that's why sometimes when I'm really angry, I'll just lie down.
Okay.
And then
yeah.
I'll imagine that you're like headless.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that does make more sense now, actually.
Yeah.
And obviously, that child that we put up for adoption, who was over 5 foot tall, that was for that reason. I just wonder why we kept Jim, and well, short Jim, as they call him. But
I mean,
my brother,
Tim, 6 foot Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the tallness, but he was also just a bit of a bastard.
Look, he bullied, yeah, I think he may fair, have bullied actually, me yeah. a little bit, but he's just a little bit bigger than me. I think that's normal.
Can we have one family picnic where he doesn't come up?
Sorry. You okay?
Thank you.
But just, I don't want to repeat myself, but I have cleaned my glasses and it does look like the horizon is hazy.
Yeah, but it's just, I guess he can still see the horizon though. It's still there. It's not like the myth. If it was like the myth, we wouldn't be able to see it all.
And I suppose it's not really possible for you to get within 5 feet of the horizon and take a look.
Can you just think about what you've just asked?
No, I mean, I was... I
How do you get 5 feet in front of a thing? That's like asking me to get 5 feet in front of the end of a fucking rainbow.
What's wrong with that?
It keeps moving the more you go closer to it.
Bollocks. Total bollocks.
I'm going to lie down on the ground for a sec. You just stand up there.
I've seen bigger.
What?
Is this as big as it gets? Because I've seen bigger.
You serious?
I've seen probably 12 ghosts.
I can't see. This size. I can't see anything. And you say you can see more than this? This is my entire vision's gone.
Well, I've seen bigger.
You're having a laugh. You're lying.
I'm a laugh, Scott.
Don't use my words against me, Terence. You know what I mean.
I'm just saying.
You've seen bigger. So you thought you'd come into town. You told me to ring me. To ring you.
I know I did tell you to ring me because I knew you wouldn't think about me.
Huh. And now I bring you here. And you're making fun of it. You're saying you see better.
Well, here, I've got to say, even though I've seen bigger, seems like this ghost has an effect on people's voices.
Ah, well, maybe. Quite possibly.
Can't you hear yourself?
Maybe
the smaller ghosts have...
I don't know.
Maybe, like, lesser seen ways of affecting people. And it's more of a... I don't know, it's having an effect on your voice anyway.
You don't know what goes in and out of me at this time. Little
Jesus
small ghosts.
Scott, what does...
Going into my lungs, going into my voice box. You don't know. You don't know, Terrence.
Calm down, Scott.
All right?
Calm down.
I rang you here to keep me safe. You said you know ghosts, but all you're doing is making fun of me.
I know me. What happened with that? I think it's having another...
You're making fun of me.
Guys? Guys, are you out there?
We are.
Where?
Don't come, Darren.
We're over here.
Don't come. Terrence is just going to make fun of you.
I just went to the car to get some more snacks. And I really thought I was going to be able to find my way back. Because I counted my steps, but...
Yes.
You sound very far away.
No.
No, Darren.
Is this us for the night? I mean, whenever I find you guys again, is this us? Should I go back and get more snacks?
I'd like a quaver, Darren. Oh my god, my voice.
Terrence!
Oh
is
my
that
god,
you?
My voice.
Terrence, is that you? It's inside you!
Get it out. I've seen bigger ghosts, but I've never had a smaller ghost inside
guys,
me.
I don't know if that's you anymore, if it's someone making fun of me.
No, Darren, it's me.
Darren, it's Terrence.
I came here with Terrence and Scott, and honestly, at this point, I'm so scared that I will walk to anyone because I don't want to be alone.
Walk to a voice.
Where?
Howdy.
No, it's changed again.
Oh no, Terrence, is that you?
I can't get a hold of this ghost.
Marco.
Hello.
Oh no.
Marco.
Hello.
Darn, stop.
No, I had pillows in the car. Should I go back for them? No?
Yes.
Okay.
That voice sounds like it's coming from near the car.
Okay, well, that's useful. Okay, Marco.
Hello.
Darren, don't.
Yeah, I've parked. That's my car. They must be beside the polo. Marco.
Polo.
Okay,
tray wherever you wish.
A church. We gotta go to a church. That's
a
fine. Church? We'll go to a church.
What? Churches are quite spooky as well, though. Churches are quite spooky as well.
But Jesus is there. Jesus is there. It's okay.
Do you think Jesus being there is going to save us from whatever
Jesus
else might be there?
Ghost. Jesus hates ghosts.
This is the big ghost.
It's the biggest ghost I've ever seen. I mean, I'm not even religious, but I think that if we go to a church, we should be fine.
I thought Jesus was part ghost.
He is part ghost. He's the ghost destroyer. You have to become what you fear.
Do you think that's why Jesus became a spirit?
Yes.
To fight other ghosts?
Yes. That is literally why. That is literally what I got told.
Guys, I don't know if Jesus has dominion over ghosts anymore because he can stop a demon, but a ghost, they're not moved on to heaven or hell, so I don't know if he has dominion over them anymore.
It's omnipotent, isn't it? Jesus and God and everything is omnipotent.
I always assumed they were smooshed into one being, one thing.
Yes, they are. Well, yes, they are, but some people don't believe that, it's a tough one. It's tough what you believe. We're going to say yes for that.
We're just going to say Jesus for now. We know that maybe it's a smooshed thing, maybe it's a trifecta of something, but for now we say Jesus. Does Jesus have domain over the big ghost?
That's what I don't know. I don't know. It's a big ghost. It's a ghost, and
it's a massive ghost.
It's God.
It's massive.
It's
look
gotten
outside.
Into our...
I feel like we're in it. I feel like we're in the ghost.
Do you think we're in the ghost?
Like, look at the mist. I've never been in this mist.
It seeps in through the letterbox, and I know the church doesn't have a letterbox, but there's so many gaps in those tempered glass windows, and there's so many doors.
They're trying to do the restoration. I've told you that. They're getting money to replace the stained glass windows that got smashed.
There's open windows?
It's not completely open. It's just wee cracks.
The power of Christ doesn't compel a ghost. What might, but I don't know that we risk it.
Salt, I've heard this. I've heard it in that show about the two sexy brothers.
Supernatural.
That's the one. They use salt all the time against ghosts.
But was that their sex appeal or the salt that was keeping it out? Because Jesus,
I assume
isn't
it
sexy.
Was the salt. Why else would they use it?
We're not using my mum's salt. That's Maldron salt, and it's sea salt, and Maldron it's really expensive.
Okay, yes, Maldron is very expensive.
Yes, I'm not using that. I only have that in the house.
I use the last of the salt on my pasta.
Well,
you've got to season the pasta water, though. It's important.
Well, okay, what if I still have three tubs of spaghetti that we could... It was very salty spaghetti. We could spaghetti the windows.
Well, like use spaghetti to plug them up, the gaps in the church windows?
Or just hang it down like a beaded curtain over the gap?
Yeah, like a beaded curtain. Yeah. Like one of those boho houses.
But it has to be unbroken. It has to be unbroken like the salt.
Did you learn that from Supernatural too?
I did. I was like, God, they're so sexy, and they make sexy unbroken lines.
Because it's cooked, we can just like smush it together. Like we can just like get the different ones and then smush it like that, and then make a big circle.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, guys. Because we can do this here. We can do this here. We can safeguard this house, or are we going to the church?
I feel like the church is the best option.
Because even if Jesus doesn't work, he might be able to work. We just don't know if it's true or not. So right. He's not in this house. We know he's not in this house.
Never. The things we've done in this house, he wouldn't be here.
Jesus no domain here.
Jesus would not cross the boundary line of this house.
So we're all in agreement. The things we've done, Jesus would have turned our back on us.
100%.
But in his own house.
In his own house.
If we went to his house.
He can't say no in his own house.
No.
So as long as we don't do those depraved things there.
If he's hosting, he has to at least be there.
And we can have a little tipple of his wine. Oh, I'm getting off track. Sorry.
Right.
No, but that's a good idea.
We're all getting excited. It's a scary, exciting time. Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's frightening. We know the big ghost is out. But are we taking the pasta? Are we gonna use the pasta?
We're going to take the pasta.
We're going to take the pasta.
We'll grip up. You all take a fistful of pasta, spin it above your head to ward it off. I'll get the leaf blower, and I can blow any ghost that gets in our way.
Yes, because that's the big thing. We have to get from the house to the car.
We have to get...
We have to enter the big ghost.
Can ghosts get into cars?
Not if we have the windows up.
What about the air conditioning, though?
It might get sucked in through the air conditioning and then come into the car.
That's true.
Can't
that's
be
true.
Driving around in a car full of ghosts.
No.
And it's shockingly hot for it being foggy. And I don't want to sit in a hot car. A dog?
No.
For a 4-minute drive to the church?
I mean, I'm feeling hot right now. We should go to the church.
Okay. So we're going to risk it?
I don't think we have a choice.
I think we have to. I think we have to risk it.
If I get possessed by the big ghost, someone... I won't have the strength to end it all for me, so if
I'll
I...
end it for you.
Don't worry, dude. We'll kill you.
Oh, okay, good.
How do you want to go? How do you want to go?
Just don't suffocate me.
No, okay. Well, that's
like
going to
like
be hard.
Like a hard no? Yeah. Like a hard no on suffocation?
It's a hard no.
Should we
no
bring
because
a hammer, maybe?
We'll just do your head in with a hammer.
Aye, that's good. Yeah, do
a
it.
A hammer or a knife? Which one do you... Or we can...
No, the hammer.
Rot you, maybe?
I'm scared of knives.
No, I don't want you to knife me because then in my final moments when you take the knife out, the big ghost could get into me.
Ghost will get in.
Oh, because so, it's... Yeah, so you got to keep your mouth shut as well and
but
your
you,
eyes
but you think
milk.
Like a cavernous...
A big mallet.
...welt to
yeah,
your head.
To the head that doesn't yeah. break the skull.
Oh.
Well, I suppose it would.
We're
just
gonna need
so what you want us to do is, like, smash your skull like it's a light bulb in a pillowcase.
Yeah. Yeah, but with no breaks.
No breaks, yeah. yeah. That's going to be really hard.
So the biggest mallet you have.
Let's... We'll shelf that. We'll shelf that for now.
Yeah, this is only...
Okay,
worst
only
case.
If... Worst case, what about you? For death, you know?
Yeah.
We need to think about this.
Yeah, you
we
really
need to think about
do
this.
Think about
that's
this.
Fair.
We're putting all things on the table here. What if you get possessed?
The big
how do you want us to do you?
Wet my pockets and chuck me in the lake.
Wet your pockets, chuck you. Okay, so we're bringing bricks.
Pocket full of rocks, yeah.
Pocket full of rocks.
Although, that would mean that we would have to get through the night with your possessed person because I'm not leaving the church again to go dump you
oh,
in the
no.
lake.
The church is on the top. Church is on top of the hill. It's all right. Stick me in a wheelbarrow and just push me down.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah.
I might land in the lake. I might not. But either way, the ghost will have me. So...
Yeah, it's too late at that point.
Oh, Jesus. This all of this so scary. It's so scary to think about. How do you want to go? How do you want to go?
I reckon I could just will myself to death.
Spontaneous heart attack you're hoping for?
I think just hold my breath.
So you're willing for the suffocation?
I don't think I need help.
Self-suffocation.
I don't think I need help is what I'm saying.
I mean, you're very self-sufficient as it is.
I think. Yep, I could just... I could do it. I mean, I could show you.
Oh, gosh.
No, that's... You know,
we don't need it. Can you not die in this house? We don't need another ghost.
It was just a practice. I'm not going to actually do it here. I'm not stupid.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Are we going to come back as normal size ghosts?
Small ghosts.
If we do, could we fight the big ghost?
Oh. 100 small ghosts versus...
Are ghost type weak against other ghost type?
That's very confusing.
Wait, if we all... kill ourselves and become ghosts, maybe we can save this town, guys.
Shit.
Wow, do we do the town a service?
Right, I'm gonna take one for the team and I'm gonna
end your life.
Yeah,
end this life
and then be a hero in the next. I'm going to stand at the top of the road and you drive at me as fast as you can.
You'll already be possessed by the big ghost by then. You would have to hold your breath.
That's true, if you're going out there.
Right, if you give me the leaf blower and I'll cover myself in the spaghetti and I'll stand at the top of the road.
Yeah.
I'll go downhill, so you just batter me with your Nissan.
Dude, your ghost is gonna look so dope, covered in spaghetti and stuff.
Terrifying.
Well, make sure you hit the leaf blower as well, so the leaf blower becomes a ghost
as
well.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to take with you then?
Yeah, do you want to get changed?
Oh my gosh, I haven't thought. I'm gonna get changed.
You
yeah,
might as
no,
well
no,
accessorize
guys.
If you're going into the afterlife.
Wish I got a haircut before.
Hey, we could do it.
And maybe, do you still have that tattoo kit? So maybe I will tattoo myself with like anti-ghost symbols. We can Google them. Surely there's some
of them.
Would
that stop you from becoming a ghost?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, but it's just your body. It's just your mortal body.
Sure. I won't tattoo my soul.
Yeah.
I'm gonna... Maybe I'll tattoo myself.
Hey, new idea for like a business down the line. Soul tats.
Soul tats.
Exactly. One,
you
know.
Do you think if you just brought some scissors with you when you died, you could cut your own ghost hair?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good point.
But then, whatever
would
it
morning,
grow back
does
it grow back?
Yeah, that was
a new style every day.
Annoying.
Like your woman in Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, the wee one.
Yeah,
the wee one.
I wouldn't mind dying in the church. So then, if Jesus can't ward off the ghost, I could be there as its defender.
Defender of the church.
But then, what's annoying there, I suppose, is people wouldn't know that I'm the defender, and they would be like, "Thank you, Jesus." Whereas I've done all the work.
Like, you're
legit.
Gonna need no
you've
credit.
Done everything. Do you think you can change your name? Do you think there's time to go down to the office
now?
No,
the city hall isn't open today.
Maybe like you could just like, you know you did it. Like,
I know,
know
but
that
is that
you
enough
were the one?
Because I'm often externally motivated. I know after a while I'll start becoming a poltergeist or something.
Wait, if
I'll
one of us stays alive, then maybe we can spread the myth.
Yeah.
Or we can maybe like put runes all on. Well, I know we're renting and it's going to be a nightmare getting the deposit back, but we could maybe like write on the walls like, "We are ghosts," like that kind of thing. We're ghosts, we defend this town, you know, like that kind of thing. Yeah. But they might paint over it. They might paint over it.
My one big concern is that we all get like attached to the property or the thing that killed us too, and we're not able to roam, and then we're...
I don't want to get attached to a Nissan.
Okay, check it out. We go to the church.
Go to the church.
Right?
Covered in spaghetti?
For sure. Haircuts if needed.
Okay, thank
Change
you.
Change of outfit. Go to the church.
Want to look our best for our death. For
sure. We take a stool, right? Yeah. Regular old stool. It's got four legs at the bottom. Yeah?
A regular stool.
Just a regular old stool.
We sharpen that stool right up, and we set it upside down on the ground. And at the same time, 3, 2, 1, we fucking headbutt a leg of that stool each. All of us die exact same time. Mm. That way we're stuck together in the afterlife. Hey, check this out. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, only three.
Oh.
What if we, four of us, four become ghosts. More powerful than Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
But if we're going by the rules of like transubstantiation and the transference of objects into the afterlife,
would the chair come?
Would we all be stuck to a chair together?
Only if we kill the chair.
Is the chair still a chair once its feet are now stakes?
Yeah, do we need to break
it? Is the chair still a chair if it's upside down?
Mm.
Do we maybe bring like a pizza cart or something and then quarter it and then smash our heads into it so at least
I will definitely do it. There's no chance
I am killing myself this time.
But my worry is that I would go on like 2.5 accidentally, and then so I'd be like a little bit ahead of you, and my movement of hitting the chair would throw out of like your rhythm. So you're not gonna hit it. So one of you is gonna get through the neck, and that's gonna be brutal.
Ouch. Possible survival there. No bueno.
And that's only three, and then we're all fucked.
Okay. And then maybe you can't talk, and then how would you tell a ghost to go fuck themselves?
Yeah. Mm. Like, go away, big ghost, this is our town.
You've got a bit of oak through your larynx.
Yeah.
Look, we're all allergic to peanuts. Why don't we just have a wee chicken satay? What nice wee meal.
I always wanted to try that.
Right?
That's a nice way to go.
Pretty cool. Like, we go, we get the chicken satay, we bring it to the church, little bit of the sacrament.
Yeah.
And eat that stuff.
I wish I had made rice instead of pasta.
Oh man. Rice would have rocked.
Rice would have been great.
Yeah. But rice hey, listen, it's utility pasta. We could still make rice this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But look, spaghetti's just noodles by another name.
That's true.
I mean, they're the same ingredients, aren't they, kind of?
Pretty much.
Yeah, just cut differently.
My one worry is that we would, once we douse ourselves in spaghetti, we get there, and then we stop the big ghost from getting in. We smush all the spaghetti in, but then we kill ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're ghosts, and now the spaghetti has become our downfall, and we can't leave.
Oh, we're trapped in the church. Worst place to be.
That's true. Someone would eventually move the spaghetti.
Yeah, they'd get rid of it.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we could have them, like, I think maybe if they make, like, a monument to us when we're found dead there after, you know, never spaghetti or something.
So we got, like, we got to write notes.
To never have chicken satay with spaghetti.
Never spaghetti.
It's a good rule. It's a strong rule. Oh, the fog's cleared.
Oh.
Where'd it go?
Well,
did we scare it off?
I'm still wanting to try the chicken satay.
We've worked a lot on this.
And I think I'm ready for death.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all in. I don't want to go through this again.
Yeah, so I'm going to go and get some tattoos, maybe.
We've got time now, though.
Yeah,
so
we've
got
time.
We'll be
ready for the next time the big ghost comes.
Yeah.
So you need to change your name to Jesus.
Yeah.
I need to get a haircut and some sick tats.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad, you know, we can maybe order some chicken
sharpen
satay.
Sharpen some sticks.
I get the walk on.
Yeah, I've got an EpiPen, it's fine, I'll live. For now.
Back to Dumbracken is produced and edited by me, Conleth McVeigh. This part featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Amelia Price, Eddie Goodwin, Megan Scott, Phil Grieve, J.R. McCormick, and Aidan Kelly. The opening and closing credits were created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album Unearthed on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dumbracken very soon.